You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report, back at our old spot up here
from
the pandemic
years.
Josue Pavone by my side, back from a two-week hiatus from the Garden with the All-Star break and that road trip to begin the second half. Celtics score a 117-99 win over the 76ers in this one. That Joe Mazzulla dubbed the most useful, the best game they
best
played
game,
this year.
But not the best win, right?
Here's him talking about that.
Yeah, see how he put it.
This game was probably one of our best games of the year, and really gives us, from the standpoint of we were able to win a different way, and this game showed a template of how teams are going to guard us, and it gives us another thing to practice. I thought our guys did a great job.
So is that what makes it the best win of the year? Just like
I didn't say the best win, one of the best games of the year.
One of the best games of the year.
From the information that we're able to extract from it, and like we were guarded differently than we have throughout the year, and how we were able to execute in it, so it gives us something to work on.
So how were you guarded? That
they switched and tried to take away threes and forced us to play dribble drive. And so as long as you take care of the ball and you play physical and you don't turn it over and you get to the free throw line, we were really, really efficient in the paint. And then once we were able to take away their multiple shot possessions and then get the certain guys that we wanted to shoot and make sure we contested.
Take the first step to visibly thicker hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off first month subscription. Once again, $10 off first month subscription. Free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and use the code GARDEN. Once again, $10 off Nutrafol.com/men. Use the code Garden.
So he clarified on the second half of that comment there that this was the most useful, effectively, is how he put it. It wasn't the best win. It wasn't the best game, even, I don't think. But they got a ton of information out of it, at least regarding how teams are probably going to guard them in the playoffs, or some of the tougher defenses they'll see in the playoffs will guard them. And in this game, it was a ton of switching. They went small. They went versatile, especially with some guards who were able to play up positions. And the Celtics relentlessly went to the post in this game. Only shot 22 threes, I believe. Ton of shots at the rim. I think they hit 16 of 19 at one point in that first half. So they were relentless getting to the basket. And Joe said after the game, I don't love threes necessarily. I love good shots. And so he's willing to sacrifice some threes if the rim's there.
Now, this is a great example of that, right, Bobby? I mean, he called it that template for when things aren't necessarily going your way, which is tends to be a big characteristic of the Celtics, or even a flaw for some people, right, where they say, oh, they're too reliant on the three-point shot. Whereas Joe Mazzulla's been saying this all season long. It's about getting the best shot available. If it's a good shot, he has no problem with that. When people complain about too many threes, he says, well, did you see how many layups did we miss? You know, so it's not always – it doesn't always boil down to are the Celtics going to make their threes tonight in order to win? Because that's not always going to happen. But when you have a game like this, a matchup like this, where the defense is making you do other things, that's why it's such an ideal template for these guys, because you show off your versatility. You got two playmakers in Derek White and Drew Holiday, who I think were terrific and sort of calming things down when things weren't going the Celtics' way. A lot of those three-point shots weren't falling. I thought Jaylen Brown was terrific in just attack mode, especially throughout that first half, getting to the free throw line as many times as he did. And then I love the way they utilized Kristaps Porzingis in the post. If the Philadelphia 76ers are going to go with a three-guard lineup, you have to counter with those type of mismatches down low. And I thought the Celtics did a great job of that. They went back to it in the fourth quarter. The 16-0 run was obviously the biggest difference maker in this game. But I thought the way they responded to how Philadelphia, you know, hung around throughout the game speaks volumes to where they are in their journey, I guess. You know, that characteristic, I think, that's going to be super important for this team in the best of seven series where things aren't going your way. You have to build on the fly. You have to create on the fly. And we saw the Celtics do a lot of that and look comfortable doing it.
Yeah, and this definitely looks like how a playoff game could. Now, was it a great win? In terms of the information, I guess I'll give him that. It was a sloppy one at times. They turned the ball over a ton. He acknowledged that that was an issue in this game. Some offensive fouls by Jalen, who blamed it on flopping. And then you look into some of the offensive rebounds that the Sixers gave up. That Joe, as you said there, they cleaned up late. But that's still been a little bit more of a vulnerability for them late. And they lose the shot margin battle in this game. Yeah. Against a Philly team that's pretty undermanned and controlled this game through the second unit. Celtics bench did not play well in this game. The switching bothered them at times. And Joe, when I asked them how comfortable they are against it, threw up the stat sheet. And yes, you get a win. Yes, you get some good performances here, even from Jalen, who had his own sloppy start. But I don't feel like they played great in this game. And it still leaves that question of, does a team with better personnel that plays this style defensively, can that beat Boston? And switching all along, going back to that Warriors final series, has been the way to beat the Celtics. So, yes, they won this game. Yes, they played well by the end of it. Yes, they probably learned a lot from it. But I wouldn't call this a great win. It was a sloppy win.
Yeah, it wasn't ideal. A lot of those turnovers happened in the first half. It really kept the Philadelphia 76ers in it, even without Joel Embiid. And obviously, these guys are inspired because of that. And that's the kind of effort you're going to get night in and night out. So I think Joe Mazzulla, that adds to it, right? That Embiid wasn't out there, and that, you know, how many times the Celtics team has come up short or at least hasn't played their best game against teams like this in this scenario. But to come out here and turn things around, you know, in that second half, you end up with, what is it, 16-point win or whatever. Like, it's not even close. I just think Joe Mazzulla loves how the team responds in those types of situations. As he would say, adversity. I know sometimes it's not always what people agree is adversity at times, but when the Celtics don't, you know what I mean? Like, before, when they get out of those bad habits, like, we haven't seen in a while. Remember how stagnant they used to be, or they would just try to get one particular player going over and over again? Or instead of this one, it happened naturally.
All of a sudden,
you had Jason Tatum going downhill throughout that fourth quarter, went into closer mode, and he didn't settle for threes over and over again. No, he picked the right shot. The Celtics did a really good job of just capitalizing off the Philadelphia 76ers' misses, and it was Tatum who was getting out in front of essentially everyone and getting to the bucket over and over again. And again, downhill Tatum, fourth quarter, closing mode. I mean, the Sixers really didn't have much of a chance in that stretch.
Celtics led by two at half. Sixers rallied to start the third, ended up taking a six-point lead midway through that quarter, and then the Celtics stormed to the finish line, as Joe Sway mentioned there. An excellent fourth quarter, especially. Seals the deal in this game. Celtics win. Nine straight going away. Nine straight games for Tatum.
Streak continues.
With 5-plus assists. That's a big one right now, too. His longest streak of his career. 6.6 assists per game over that stretch. So that is an obvious factor here as well.
How about Jalen, though? What is it, 18-plus? Three straight since the All-Star break. 18-plus points in the first half. So he kept that going in this game against the Sixers. He had a big scoring half. Few of those offensive fouls, I thought, you know, were a little too much. But, it was a great game overall.
Shaky at times. But as you said, Josue, they get out of it quickly and they get out of it on their own sometimes. Only one real timeout needed in a troublesome spot from Joe in this one as well. So they move on Friday, 2 days off ahead. That's going to be useful because they have a red-hot Mavericks team coming in with Luka Doncic. I think their winning streak just got broken at 8.
Oh, they're mad, man. They're going to come in here big mad for sure.
And Luka's playing at an unbelievable level. I'm super interested to see how that game goes. Could have been Grant's return. Not anymore. And then Sunday, a Warriors meeting. That's always interesting. Celtics lost that game in San Fran. So all that to look forward to.
You think he would have? You think they would have did the tribute video for Grant?
Definitely. Yeah, he was a big community guy. 4 good years here. They definitely would have given him something.
Maybe something. Maybe the community. Yeah.
We'll see in April. They'll be here in April with the Hornets.
Yeah, we'll see.
Let us know. Did you think this game was great? Let us know below. And is Grant going to get a tribute video? That's a good video for another time. Josue Pavone, Bobby Manning, Celtics beat the Sixers. And we'll be back here on Friday for Celtics versus Mavericks.
Get your buckets with your first bet at FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 if your bet wins. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.